Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh,
I'd like to thank everyone to the 26th annual Law Enforcement Memorial Service. It's great to see everybody coming out today. I appreciate you coming through the rain. Thank God for the rain today. We're obviously going to need that in the months to come. Appreciate him allowing it to stop while we go through this service here. We have several dignitaries that I see within the audience today. Members of our city council and the College Station, Brian, members of the commissioner court with the county, and members of the Texas A&M University system. If you are one of the dignitaries, would you please stand so we can recognize you at this time? Thank you. Thanks everybody for being here. Got a group behind me that I'd like to recognize and introduce at this time. Several people here on the stage, as well as some of the chiefs of the various agencies and some of the assistant chiefs that are here with them. Over to my left, we have Interim Chief Mike Raven with the Texas A&M University Police Department. Captain Ben Urbanczyk with Texas Department of Public Safety is with us. Chief Eric Buskey from the Bryan Police Department is also with us today. And I'm going to ask Chief Buskey if he'll come forward to say a few words at this time.
Good afternoon. Thank you to the College Station Police Department for hosting the 26th Annual Law Enforcement Memorial Service and to the Honor Guards of College Station, Bryan, DPS, Brazos County, Constables, and Texas A&M who helped make this ceremony possible. I would also like to thank the College Station, Bryan, and Brazos County Citizen Police Academy Alumni Associations for our lunch that we'll have later today. And last but not least, I would like to thank everyone that took time out of their busy schedules to participate in our Law Enforcement Memorial Service. Today is the day that we reflect upon those in the law enforcement profession who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Most years, when we are at this memorial and we think of law enforcement officers, we think of those from elsewhere in the state or the nation or things that have happened long ago in the past. Not this year. This year, we've lost one of our own from Brazos County, Brian Bachman. Law enforcement in our community will never be the same. Time may somewhat ease the sting of his loss, but Brian will always be with us in the hearts of every officer, deputy, and trooper in our area. It is our duty as a profession and as a community to remember Brian and the ultimate sacrifice he made last August. As we remember Brian, we can also never forget the loss that Donna, their children, and the rest of his family suffered as a result of that horrible act. But in the depth of our grief, we need to realize we are also fortunate. We are fortunate because we did not lose more officers and citizens on that awful August day. We are fortunate because few officers make that ultimate sacrifice. Brian's murder brought home to all of us how dangerous this job really is, even when we were doing the most simple and seemingly routine parts of this job. To my fellow officers, I say this is the perfect day to remember and honor those who came before you, those who, like Brian Bachman, gave it all. We also honor all of law enforcement today. We honor those members of the law enforcement community who may no longer be with us physically, but who will forever be with us in spirit. We also take the time to thank their families for the sacrifices that they also make during the course of an officer's career. So let us use today to remember, to reflect, and to consider our friend Brian and all those people, all those men and women who are willing to make the ultimate sacrifice in order to ensure the safety and well-being of us all. Today, I would also like to remember Brian Police Officer Mark Hyatt, who lost his life in the line of duty on December 2nd, 2000. I'd also like to acknowledge Mark's widow, Jerry Hyatt, and their son, Buddy, who are here with us today. To close, to all my fellow officers, stay safe.
Thanks, Chief Buskey. It's my pleasure to introduce our guest speaker for the day, Sheriff Chris Kirk. Sheriff Chris Kirk began his law enforcement career 33 years ago. On August 6th, 1980, he ran for the office of sheriff and in 1996 was elected. He began his first term in January of 1997. Today he is serving his fifth four-year term as sheriff of Brazos County and leads an agency of approximately 260 employees, including both sworn deputies, detention officers, and civilian support staff. At this time, I'm going to ask Sheriff Chris Kirk if he'll come up with our keynote address.
Thank you, Chief. Howdy. Blessed rain. I want to thank all of you for being here today on a very solemn day for all law enforcement officers across the nation. But it's extra special to have you with us here today. I'd also like to recognize the Bachman family for being here, Donna, and Brian's daughter, Amanda, and Brad and Carmen. Your presence is a blessing to us. In 2012, nationwide, there were 120 officers who died in the line of duty. Nine of those died in Texas, and unfortunately, one of those was an officer that killed right here in Brazos County, Constable Brian Bachman. Brian Bachman, living among us, enjoying and savoring life as a husband, a father, a co-worker, a friend, a coach, a public servant, then gone. Tragically and violently taken from us, killed in the line of duty on Fidelity Street in College Station. While we know Brian is at peace and in a better place, those of us that are left behind struggle. We struggle to try to understand the randomness of such an act. We wrestle with trying to find answers for why. And we wonder what the possibilities of things that could have been changed that would have changed the outcome of that night. Though ultimately we have to accept that Brian is gone, we relish the memories that we have of Brian. We tell stories about his life well lived, and we do all we can to honor him and his family for his sacrifice. Myself, Constable Jeff Reeves, and the Sheriff's Office Honor Guard have just returned from a candlelight vigil for fallen officers at the Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. It was a very moving and touching ceremony attended by over 20,000 people, including surviving families, friends, partner officers, and those who care. All of us were grieving, honoring, and celebrating the lives of the fallen. It was an emotional experience to hear Brian's name read on the end of watch roll call and to see his name inscribed on the memorial wall. It was difficult yet therapeutic to share and hear the stories from others who had suffered the loss of a fallen officer. And it was amazing to feel the love and compassion from those who had come there to share this in that experience. Of course, we are here today to do the same. We are here to honor all of the fallen officers for their sacrifice and to help ourselves heal from our own personal loss. We won't forget Brian, and yet we can't forget that there are countless other officers that heed the call of service every day. Officers who put themselves at risk and in harm's way around the clock, every day, all across the great state of Texas and this nation. Officers who freely choose and swear an oath to protect lives and property and serve those who need their help. Ladies and gentlemen, it is only natural that we would grieve for our loss. The sudden removal from our lives leaves us with a mixture of emotions and feelings, even regrets. I wish I had taken the time to tell Brian how much his friendship meant to me and how proud I was of him. We should learn from that experience. Take the opportunity to thank officers for their service and for doing a job that most are not willing to do. We should thank them for their courage to stand up and assume the risks of their service. Thank their families for their sacrifice that they make as they watch their loved one leave each day, not knowing if they will return safely. Thank them for serving during times that others are home safe in bed or enjoying holidays in the company of their loved ones. And acknowledge the valuable service that they provide by showing your support when they need it. In the last 10 months, our community has suffered some tragic losses. Today, I think that it is only fitting that we acknowledge the sacrifice of those Brazos County first responders who were lost in the line of duty. August 13th, 2012, in College Station, Texas, Constable Brian Bachman. February 15th, 2013, in Bryan, Texas, Bryan Fire Lieutenant Gregory Pickard and Bryan Fire Lieutenant Eric Wallace. We are not strong enough to face the pain of these losses on our own. We need the help of a higher power to endure and the divine guidance to find our way. So I conclude with an offer of a prayer that I have prepared for the fallen and for all those who serve. Lord, on this special day of remembrance for all fallen officers, we ask you to recognize sacrifices, to give peace to those grieving, healing to those hurting, honor for all service, and to provide courage and strength for those serving. For sacrifices, Lord, we know that these first responders heeded the call to duty. We know that they were doing the job that we expected of them as public servants and that they knew the risks of their service. Yet we are brokenhearted by the tragedy that they suffered and we are overwhelmed by their personal sacrifice. We will continue to honor them for their service and sacrifice by keeping them in our thoughts and prayers. Lord Jesus, from your promise and through your sacrifice, we know there is life eternal. We ask that you bless and keep our fallen for eternity. For grieving, Lord, we know that their loss and suffering has a profound emotional distress on the family and friends of each. We know that the grief of such a significant loss lingers and brings challenges that are unforeseen. We ask that you bring comfort to those who are grieving and help them to understand that their loved one's sacrifice is a demonstration of their selfless character and of their caring for the whole community. We hope that the families might find peace in the words of John 15, verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. For healing, Lord, We come together to grieve for those who have fallen and are hurting. We honor them for their sacrifice, and we ask that you bestow your mercies on those left behind, the families and friends who have a terrible void or disruption in their lives. Help them to find solace in the love and support that has been demonstrated, and guide the hands of those who are treating the survivors. Reassure us, Lord, that the healing process will make us whole again, and that we will always remember those who have given so much. For service, Lord, we know that all peace officers and firefighters who serve are at risk of harm every day. Even with this tragic loss of their peers as a reminder, they continue to report to duty. Help us to not take for granted the sacrifices that are made by these men and women who protect us. Help us to recognize their service and to hold them up to you for protection. We ask that you grant them the peace and serenity that they deserve, and through your benevolence, we ask that you watch over them and guide them as they serve. For courage, Lord, we ask that you grant them the strength and perseverance to overcome any adversity. Give them the courage to stand up to any threat. Give them the compassion to comfort all victims. And give them the understanding to know that their service does matter. Their service matters to each of us, and it matters to you. Lord, thank you for the lives of the fallen. Heal those who are hurting, and lift up all those who heed the call of duty. Amen. We will now present the memorial wreath.
All officers, attain justice.
Would you stand with us, please?
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we've come together this afternoon and honored those who selflessly offered the ultimate sacrifice of giving their lives in response of their duty. We have recalled the good memories of their lives, and we ask now that you help us to use those memories to inspire us to a better life in your sight and before our neighbors. We also pray now as we leave for the families, friends, co-workers, and all of us gathered here, that we be comforted in our sorrow through the sure confidence of everlasting hope. Holy and eternal God, comfort and strengthen us. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Sheriff Kirk has mentioned he lost 120 officers in the line of duty over the past year, which is down significantly from the year prior, when we lost 169 officers in the line of duty. And while we as a law enforcement community are grateful and thankful for that reduction, it really seems minimal and minute when it hits so close to home as it has this past year. August 13th, 2012 is a day that we'll never forget in College Station. Brian was a great officer. He was a great friend. And Donna, our thoughts and prayers will always be with you guys. And Jerry, Mark is always in our thoughts. We honor his service and all that he's done, and you guys are always in our thoughts and prayers as well. It's going to conclude our ceremony today. I would like to thank the Citizens Police Academies from all the local agencies and the Sheriff's Association as well. They are providing a light lunch for everybody at the conclusion of this service. And also special thanks to Jay Cody's and Cotton Patch. They've donated some food to help with the serving of everybody here as well. Thank you for coming out today. Please feel free to stay for some lunch. All officers, you're dismissed.